There we go. Hi, Duchess. Today is the 21st of June, 1969. It's Saturday, and our day off, which is just great. This morning, about 10:30, Linda and I went to a ceremony the 5th of the 42nd Artillery Battalion had. They were awarding about 17, 18 men different citations. Most of these boys were going home, some were not, but they got the Bronze Star and the some clusters or something and Army Accommodation Medal. And it only lasted about 20, 25 minutes, the whole ceremony. They review the troops and what have you. It was very, very small in comparison to some I had seen in Korea. But it's the first little ceremony I saw over here. And the XO of the battalion, Major Sullivan, had been over earlier several times during the week, making sure that Linda and I would come. They had three or four other girls. They were Red Cross girls from Long Bend. That came down just to add a little color to the ceremony. And they asked that we would not be in uniform or war dress, which is kind of nice. We get a chance to wear them so infrequently. And we had lunch. I wouldn't get excited about lunch. It was cold ham, which was good. Roast beef, I could have done without. And I had a few carrots. Plus I had a couple glasses of sherry. And they had a little ice cream. Anyway, it was something a little out of the ordinary. And this evening they're having some kind of a party. I really cannot get excited about these parties because, from what I understand, Linda and I will be the only two females there this evening. And, you know, you've been to one, you've been to them all. But I guess we'll go. And what else? Oh, golly. All the things happening to me this week. Today's Saturday, right? What happened all week? dear me. Oh, I think the last time I taped you was the 14th, I think. That was last Saturday, just before I went to the Thai party. And that was same old type thing. It was kind of nice. I was the only American female there, the only female there. For the first couple of hours, Linda came later in the evening, and of course we had a lot of Thai officers and a good representation, I should say, of American officers. Usually there are very few at the Thai affairs, but this time they had more than I have seen before. And let's see, Saturday night we came home. Bill Carter took me. By the way, I haven't seen him since then. You know, this Colonel, Bill Carter, he's a real neurotic. He's a manic depressive type. And he just bugs me about his personal problems constantly. You know, him and his females and all this stuff. And he's going out of his mind because there are no females around. Anyway, I was so angry with him last week that I told him that he was driving me crazy and I was sick of hearing his stories and, you know, he's not alone and everybody else has the same kind of problems and he magnifies his own problems, this, that, and the other thing. And I told him he was immature and I told him many things. Anyway, he said he was never going to speak to me again. Well, he called me the very next morning and he wanted to take me out to Black Horse. And I would have gone, but I was busy that day. I've never been out to Black Horse. That's about 40, 50 miles from here. And Dee Dee has a service club there. She got transferred to Black Horse. And so I would like to go. But anyhow, Bill did take me to the party last Saturday night, but I have not seen him since then. So so maybe he isn't going to see me again, which would suit me just fine. He's great when he's sober, but boy, he drinks an awful lot, and most of the time he can't remember who he is or where he is and all this good stuff. And I don't need this because I'm just too tired to put up with it most of the time, you know. So, let's see, I went to bed Saturday night. We had little incoming rounds Sunday morning, so we slept in the bunker. In fact, we slept there most of the week. And we didn't get any real action. In fact, I've kept the service club closed at night this whole week, because when the compound goes on yellow alert, they advise us to close about 7 o'clock in the evening. So I have been doing this, and therefore I've had most of the evenings off. But I bring the couple of boys that work for me in the club over here to the hooch, so they'll be close to a bunker, and we wind up watching TV. Or a few nights we brought home the movie. See, we show a movie every day in the club. If it's any good, we bring it home and show it in the living room in the evening. Well, we just put a sheet up, you know, and it works out all right. Some of the movies are good, but most of them are not. I should say some of them are all right. Some of them are quite horrible. Anyway, it passes the time. Consequently, I have very little time for myself. I mean, I could sit right here in my room, but you feel you can't do that when you have people over. You feel you have to mingle. I've just been mingling with the maid out there. I get so aggravated, Duchess. You know, the maid sits and watches TV all afternoon. I really am seriously thinking about taking the plug away from the TV so she can't watch it. She has the radio blaring all morning, and then as soon as I leave, or, you know, I'm not home that much. I don't see her maybe once in 2 weeks that I'm home during the daytime that she's here. And she just wipes over certain things. But I brought her in my room, and I showed her all this dust, you know, on all kinds of things around here. She doesn't lift anything, see, she'll wipe around it. Like my little lamp, it looked like it hadn't been dusted in days and days. And I took her through the kitchen and the living room and showed her all the dust. She doesn't do a thing unless you stand there and watch her. And it just makes me mad because she's getting a fairly good wage. I mean, it's close to $40 a month, and that's a good wage for a hooch girl for just two people. And but as soon as I'm not there, I know she doesn't work. And what can you do? You get so aggravated. I tell her she must clean every day. See, if you tell her to clean, she'll clean it once and then never clean it again. And she gets very upset when you tell her things. She acts like, you know, what do you bother me for? But she could walk in dirt and never touch it. And she's supposed to be a good maid. Oh, it's very hard on your nerves. So that is another daily routine. If it isn't over here, it's at the service club, you know. The mamasans that clean up over there, they're just as bad. I have a real cute sort of like a folder with some pages in it describing the story of a service club girl in Vietnam. I had them a couple of months now. When I first came here, I got a hold of two of them. And it's kind of a humorous little picture review somebody drew up about service club girls. And I never got around to putting it in the mail, but I will try within the next day or so. I think I'll send one to you and one to Mother, because she'll take it around to all the other relatives. And I think you'll get a chuckle out of it. I haven't looked at it in a long time, but some of it is very pertinent to just about all areas and would affect just about all service club girls. Other portions of it would be limited to only a few. What else? Oh, there's a clipping in the newspaper. In fact, I saved several papers I got a hold of, and there's an article there about the 212 dead VC that were killed by the Thai Panther Division. Well, it mentions in this article, Duchess, that there are 12,000 Thais in Vietnam. Well, I want you to know there are 12,000 Thais on this compound. They're all here. This is the only place that they are based. And they had quite a show last Sunday night, I guess it was, just about, maybe 4 miles, 3-4 miles down the road, they encountered over 600 VC, and they counted 212 dead. Others were, see, the VC have a habit of dragging their dead away, so they're not counted as statistics. But they were very, very pleased, and this was their biggest battle since they've been in Vietnam. I swear these ties do nothing. They're off all day. There's something else when it comes to being a military unit. But anyhow, they were really celebrating around here on Saturday, on Sunday night, Monday morning, you know. They were jumping around, yelling, and they lost only 6 men, and as I say, they killed 212. So it was quite exciting here. In fact, I wear a Panther pin on my uniform. That's the one the general gave me a couple of weeks back. And so I thought you'd be interested in reading it, so I cut it out. Perhaps I'll put it in this little booklet I'm sending home so you get a chance to read it. I thought it was interesting. For one thing, it's the ties, and for another, it's just down the road from us. We could see all the firefighting. Many people stayed up all night just to watch it. You certainly could hear it. In fact, the whole house shakes all the time. We have an awful lot of noise going on all through the night. This would be in addition to our regular choppers. So after a while, you don't hear it. You know, you get kind of immune to it. So if I can remember to cut it out of the paper, I'll send it along. Oh, yesterday, I forgot to bring it home, too. I got a present. Lenny, Lieutenant Urim, who's my SSO officer, I don't know how he acquired a few bows. He also had the arrows, but anyway, he gave me a bow. It's, I think it's a female bow because it's only a 35-pound pull. Anyway, he had a couple, and he asked if I wanted one. And first I said no, and when he said it was a female bow, I said, oh, okay, because I know I can't pull a 100-pound bow. I have tried that before. So anyway, I have a bow. I don't know how I'll get it home, Duchess, because it's very long. You know, I don't have a box that big. But maybe I'll get a chance to go doing some archery over here. I don't know. I doubt it. Like, it tends to breed, right? Oh, anyway. Oops, time to turn over, I think. Yeah. Almost, anyway. Let's see. What else can I tell you that's a little bit of a change of pace? So for the news, I have nothing to say. I didn't get any outstanding mail. I did have a letter from you, which is not news. I get one every few days, right, which is real nice. I can't think of anybody else that wrote in the last week or so, so there really is no new news from home that I can relay to you. I should turn over to...